Jacob Cardiff, this is Hashem. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-4201.
0825-0892. I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time? I had a freeze up in here in the computer.
Okay, 2511.
Uh-huh.
4201.
Mm-hmm.
0825-0892.
0892. All righty, let's pull it up here. All right, so are you calling from Klepsik Inc.?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And am I speaking to... And who am I speaking with?
Seth Bryan, Klepsik.
Bryan, excellent. All right, I'm going to confirm the information that I have on file here for you. Are you still at 1102 East University Avenue?
Correct.
Right.
In Georgetown, Texas, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. And the billing zip code is 78626.
Correct.
Excellent. And do not have an email on file for you here, but what's a good email address for you?
You can send it to my personal at Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N.
B-R-Y-A-N.
Actually, let me have you send it to a different one. Send it to klepsiginc@yahoo.com.
Sure. Klepsiginc at yahoo.com. Perfect. So we've got that. And then just to confirm with you, what is the structure of your company? Are you guys in LLC, a partnership, corp?
It's a C-corp, yeah.
It's a C-corp. Cool. All right. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for?
Well, a friend of mine has a commercial piece of property that he's looking at selling at a it would be even a greater discount to me. Has a shop on the property. It's fronting the interstate, so it's just a prime piece of property, and he would let it go for $100,000.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking at with the shop either utilizing it with our business or leasing it back out.
Right.
For a revenue stream.
Gotcha. Perfect. So you're looking to purchase that piece of property.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. So, I mean, we have many different programs available depending on your specific need. For you, it's purchasing an actual property. So, let's go through a couple of things, see if we can figure out what you can qualify for. So, what are your gross annual sales look like?
We do about 600,000, between 600 and a million a year.
600 and a million a year. And then last year, was it about the same?
Yes.
All right. And so you're on track for the same thing this year as last year?
Right.
Okay. 600 to a million. And we're looking for $100,000 of working capital, correct?
Right.
All right.
And I don't know if property would fall in a different category or not.
Yeah, I think for us and our programs here, it would fall under working capital, because the other thing that we specialize in is typically equipment financing, and obviously that wouldn't fall under that. If we were to get you that $100,000, you would be using it to purchase that property, right? And then what would you be your return on investment, you think?
Like, as far as my monthly revenue back on it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because it's kind of hard to... I mean, the property right now is worth probably close to double that.
Oh, okay.
They're just kind of they had another piece of property that didn't sell up in Colorado, so they're kind of doing a quick sale on this.
Oh, okay.
And but as far as if I could lease it out on a monthly basis, I'm going to guess probably starting off out of the chute, looking at around $2,000 a month.
Okay. $2,000 a month.
I mean just in rental.
Right. That's if you leased it out.
If not more, maybe $2,500 a month. I'd be looking at between 25 and 3,000 a month rent.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty good. 2,500 to 3,000. Got it. And so tell me a little bit about your credit. Would you say you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Good. I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If it's bad, good, excellent, every bit of good.
You're good. Okay. Got it. We'll say you're good. We do around 600 to a million in sales. How long have you been in business?
Since 99.
Oh, okay, nice.
Since 2000. Yeah, we started right in 2000.
Very nice. So you guys are pretty well established then, huh?
Yeah, and I have a couple other businesses, yeah. And Cupsig was one that I started a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, very nice. What kind of other businesses do you do? Just curious.
I have a fire protection company called Fireco, and we do fire protection service for education for, you know, schools and healthcare, being like for hospitals and nursing homes, assisted living, and then restaurants. We do a lot of kitchen exhaust vent hood cleaning services, and then I have a little environmental company called Enviro Maintenance, and we do install wastewater systems, and we do wastewater contracts. So,
Wow.
So it's kind of we're diverse. Clubsig, this company is a transportation company. You know, we have some property that we mine some materials off of, and then we haul materials around to customers.
Gotcha. Okay. So, what would you be purchasing that piece of property for then? Just strictly to lease out?
Well,
or?
Not only for investment, but again, it would be partially for my own use, because we're looking at maybe acquiring another location.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. For a new location. And so how'd you get into the industry with Klepsig?
One of those things. I got out of college and I went to work for my brother for the summer, and I was going to go back to med school and got out and worked for him, enjoyed it. He wanted me to work for him full time, and I said, no thanks, but I'll go in partnership with you.
And, smart man.
The rest was history, so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you just, you didn't even end up going back to med school at all?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't look back.
I have family in the medical field, and I understand that. I see the politics behind it, and I'm glad I'm not part of it anymore.
Completely agree with you. I actually started off similarly. I was also going off into med and completely switched directions there. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, are you the 100% owner of the company?
So for Klepsig Inc., I'm the president. I'm 50% ownership.
Okay.
And for Enviro Maintenance and Fireco, I'm 100%.
Okay, perfect. And then are you doing this for Klepsig, though?
Well, that's what y'all have this...
The offer.
Sent me the flyer on.
Right.
Under Klepsig.
Right.
So, Yeah, I can. It would be. I could do it for. I mean, I don't really have a preference for which one, because when I do, what I usually do as far, I kind of split up the ownership, like, internally for expensing, like, so for, like, my, when I go to amateurize, I'm going to have, for my taxes, you know, I'll have it to where I can kind of depreciate out the cost.
Oh, okay.
Help, you know, to help with taxes on each of the companies. But
gotcha.
You know, it would be, so I don't mind which company I would go under. I mean, if it,
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
My fire protection company is an LLC. I'm 100% owner with, but it does, it does much lower volume than the Club Sig.
Oh, okay, see that.
And then my environmental maintenance, we do right at $250,000 a year. In fact, that's what I did last year, and we're looking at doing the exact same this year, about $250,000.
Okay, gotcha. So
between $250,000 and $300,000.
For the environmental one?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So Klepsic is your...
We're looking at $300,000 this year, $275,000 last year, and so
you got some consistent growth.
We've always had consistent growth, and in fact, this year is probably going to be more yet because it'll probably be an additional $100,000 this year because we just did another strip center this year that really kind of did a good bump in our growth. So,
okay,
it could be closer to the $400,000 this year.
Very nice. Okay, so there's some pretty steady growth there.
Yeah.
So Klepsic is the one that has the highest revenue, though, right?
Right.
Okay. Just the reason why I ask is because in order to give you the highest loan, I'm going to need to work with the business with the highest revenue. So I assume we're going to be working with Klepsic, if that's all right with you.
That's fine.
So you said you're 50% owner of Klepsic. Is it just one other owner?
Yes, my brother.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect, brother. And have you already looked into financing?
No, and I was going to go to my bank and talk to them, and I just got this in the mail with y'all.
Yeah.
You
wanted to see what we can offer, huh?
And, I thought, well, I'll give it a try. Like, I have no idea. I didn't know if y'all were, like, a high-risk lender or, you know what I mean? Like, and you have just very high rates. Like, nothing's in here. It just says, like, 24 hours you can... Or within 48 hours, we'll wire you the money and unsecured up to 3 years loans. All sounds great. And kind of like what we're doing, this is kind of a quick sale of property, and so this kind of fits the bill.
Absolutely.
If we're looking at super high interest rates, I may look at other options.
Yeah, of course. No, definitely. It all depends, obviously, what you look on paper, because we do have all kinds of different terms and programs. Do you currently have any loans right now?
With that company,
there actually
is none. We just paid off one equipment loan a few months ago. We don't have any loans right now with them, and we just keep paying off the loans. I had it just paid off the last dump truck, and so that's the other thing I'm trying to. I wanted to get a purchase so we have something to depreciate out at the end of this year. So
right.
This land would be great.
Perfect.
So, yeah,
So no loans.
There's we did a $10,000 software finance. They threw a good rate at us, and I'm kind of splitting that up between Klepsig and Enviro. So it's kind of a mutual loan between the two. But I think I did the loan through Enviro, and I'm just having Klepsig pay part of it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So it's not under Klepsig's name?
No.
Okay, perfect. So we got no loans there. What it sounds like is you're looking at our working capital program, and you were looking for $100,000 in order to get that piece of property, and you said you can lease it outright for $2,500 to $3,000 a month. And I assume you're trying to do this as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, just because it's going to sell very quickly at the price that he lowered it to.
Right.
And
perfect. Okay. And we talked about, you know, your sales are between 600 and a mil. Been in business for a while, so you're pretty well established. You and your brother own the company. We got your email. Just to reconfirm with you, you said your email was klepsiginc@yahoo.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So our process is really simple. What I can do for you right now after this phone call is shoot over the email to you just in a couple of minutes. But all we require is the one-page application, which will be attached in the email, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then the most recent tax return for the business. And that's it. Once we have those in, I can shoot them over to the underwriters, and then they'll get back to me within 24 hours with, you know, some rates and numbers for us to go over with you. And then from there, it's obviously all on you for what you want to decide.
Okay, and so what is the difference between secured and unsecured? Like, secured would mean like y'all would be hold title to the property.
Correct. If it's a secured loan, you know, it's kind of like a line of credit, which I'm sure you've probably had before, right?
Yeah.
That's what basically the secured loan is. The unsecured loan is where there's no collateral whatsoever on your end. Nothing goes on the personal credit. It all goes through the business, and we take a look at the business and the overall health and the revenue and things like that, and from there we pick up the terms for you.
Okay. And what kind of rates do they look at, or is that all to be determined?
It all is honestly to be determined on what you look like on paper. So, I mean, I gathered some pieces of information, what you're looking to buy and all that, and I'm going to report that over to them as well. But when I check out your bank statements, you know, we're going to take a look at the ending balances. We're going to take a look at your tax return for the business, and from there, they're able to put together terms that, you know, match whatever it is that you gave us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want the last 6 months, the last how many months?
It's the last 6 months of your bank statements, and then the most recent tax return for the business, and then just that one-page application that'll be in the email. But I mean, I'll go ahead and I'll throw that into the email that I'm going to shoot over to you in a few minutes with that list of documents that I'll need. But I mean, it should be pretty easy for you to collect. When do you think you can get that into me?
Well, I would like to, I will go and see if I can get, I'm driving back to the office now. I'll see if I can get it pulled up and have my office manager fill it out, and I'll sign off on it.
Perfect. Okay. I'll be here for the next about 2 hours. So if you can get it into me before then, I'll try and just go ahead and get it submitted before I leave today. That way, probably tomorrow, I might be able to get back to you.
All right. I noticed on here, we do some credit card processing, but it seems like a lot is focused around credit card processing on this application.
So you guys do accept credit cards?
We do.
Okay. Uh-huh. So for the credit cards, I actually... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying
again,
that...
It almost looked like this is something wrapped around a credit card deal here, but...
No. Definitely not to do with a credit card.
Yeah.
But for the credit cards, the reason why we ask is if you do accept credit cards, typically we ask for 4 months of your merchant statements. So I mean, if you're able to pull those in as well, that would really help, since you guys do credit cards.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Would it help to? Would it be of any help to have, like, I don't know, like myself with my other company as a co-signer?
If it's you and someone else.
Well, no. So my brother and I own PubSig, but what I'm saying is to have like my personal sole proprietor company also sign as like a co-signer, as in that way you can see what my monthly revenues with my other company is.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. You know what? And I'm actually not quite sure about that.
I don't know. I'm just
thinking outside the box.
And I mean, I'm just thinking, well, sometimes the, you know, in this situation where I own a couple companies, you know, two looks better than one, because I always know if, you know what I mean? If you see that, in other words, it looks like it shows that I'm a part of more than just one company, you know,
right.
And that the revenues generated.
You're trying to say
we run all three companies out of the same office.
Okay, so are you trying? You're trying to, you know, get trying to see that you make more with also your other companies, so you can get more funding.
Well, or just get better rates or whatever. You know?
Or better rates.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll definitely make note of that right now, actually, and I can try and get over to the head underwriters and ask them that question as well. Because I'm not 100% sure, but
I mean, I could send the last 6 months of, like, let's just say my enviro maintenance company as well,
right?
And then you could see what my monthly revenues in that company is, or something like that. And I don't
right.
know.
Okay, yeah, actually, if you want to do that, you can absolutely do that. I mean, it's not going to hurt in any way. At least we can give it a try. So I can go ahead and send over the email once we finish with this phone call here. I'll put in all the little simple documents that you need to send in. And you said you can probably do it by before the end of the day today?
Yeah, I could probably do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect then. I'll go ahead and
if
do
not
that then.
First thing in the morning, I mean, if I don't know how quickly I can get her to get that emailed over, but I'll get working on it right now.
Right. Okay, perfect then. Let's go do that. I'm going to go ahead and send over the email to you right now. It should be there in like 2 minutes. And if you want to confirm with me that you did receive the email and just, you know, give me like a yes or something back so I know, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
All right, perfect then.
Yeah,
I will go ahead. I'm sorry?
Yeah, because I get it on myself, so I'll see it come through.
Yeah. Okay, perfect then. I'll go ahead and send that over to you right now, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Brian.
Thank you.
No problem, man. Take care.
Yeah.